Exercise 2. Handling difficult feelings. Life confronts us with all kinds of feelings in reaction to events in our own and others' lives. Unpleasant or painful feelings like insecurity, sadness, or loneliness. And pleasant and happy feelings like being listened to, being in love, or feeling confident. Pleasant and unpleasant feelings take turns, like sunshine and showers. You can't prevent or avoid them. But you can avoid getting carried away by them, closing yourself off from them, pushing them away or ignoring them. It's important to feel all feelings, both the pleasant and the unpleasant ones. From time to time, we're all sad, disappointed, hurt, or nearly overcome by intense emotion. You're not alone in this, although sometimes it may feel like you are. As the pleasant and unpleasant feelings take turns, we have a choice. Do I close myself off, or do I open up to them? This exercise teaches you to feel feelings as they are. You learn to notice them, open up to them, and feel them as they are. I'd like you to find a comfortable spot and sit up straight. Relax your shoulders and your arms and close or half close your eyes. Do what feels best to you. And when you're sitting here like this, you may notice how you're feeling inside. What are you thinking at the moment? What's on your mind? What's going on in your inner world? You don't have to change a thing, and you don't have to react to any of it either. Just notice how you're doing right now. And once you know, you may want to direct your attention to the movement of the breath in your belly. Maybe you notice that your belly moves up and down a little with each breath in and each breath out. Can you feel it? Your belly rises and falls a little, rises and falls. And then, when you're ready, you can think back to a situation that made you feel bad. Take your time to think back to a moment when you felt bad. It may have been today or some time ago. As soon as you think back on it, you often feel the emotion again. Where in your body can you feel it? In which place? Move a little closer to it if you like, the way you'd sit close to your best friend when you ask how he or she is doing. Move your attention to this place, to this feeling, right here. If you were to draw your feeling, what would it look like? Is it big and spread out across your body? Or is it small and centered in one location? Or does it move around? Take your time to focus your calm, mindful attention on this feeling. When you're close to this feeling, you can find out what it's really like. You can connect with it. Now connect with the feeling. Does it stay the same? Or does it change? What do you notice? And now that you're close to this feeling, you can tell yourself, softly, without others hearing you, "It's fine, whatever it is. It's okay. I'm close to you. You don't have to change. I'm not pushing you away either. This feeling is okay, just as it is." If you like, you can breathe toward the place where you feel the feeling. Give the feeling air, space, and most of all, very friendly attention. The kind of attention you'd give to your best friend. Attention and calmness, breath and attention. When you hear the bell in a moment, you may open your eyes again and bring this exercise to a close. If you notice that certain feelings keep coming back, you can do this exercise regularly. It may also help to talk about those feelings or write them down. But practicing friendly attention is helpful too. Remember that all feelings are okay, however pleasant or unpleasant they are. Feelings are just feelings. You can feel them. That's why they're called feelings. You don't have to worry about them or overthink them or do anything other than feel them and accept them. Feelings don't stay the same. They change, like the weather. Sunshine follows rain. It always does.